This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Altoona on Tuesday morning to meet with local officials and community leaders on affordability issues in the region. The roundtable at the Altoona City Hall covered a wide range of topics, most notably the state of affordable housing and the increased costs for health care and child care. Following the discussion, Governor Evers said he'd like to use part of the state's budget surplus to increase funding for local governments and schools to prevent even more property tax increases.
Can the state play a role? Absolutely. We have we've got a bit of a surplus, and we're hoping to be able to increase funding for our municipalities and our counties and our schools so that property taxes can go down instead of up, or at least stay the same, and I think people would be in a much better place.
Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge attended the roundtable, reiterating an increasingly common call for more shared revenue from the state. Berge says increasing property taxes is one of the few remaining tools municipalities have to address the needs of their community, like school funding or repairing potholes. Governor Evers again highlighted the state's budget surplus as a way to provide a bit more support for local governments.
It could happen tomorrow if the legislature passed it. We have $16 billion. We don't want to put that out and have us go broke. But the fact of the matter is, we can afford looking at $1 or $2 billion worth of shared revenue, school district revenue, things like that.
Like many communities struggling to address funding needs with limited revenue sources, Chippewa Valley residents have seen massive property tax increases over recent years. Much of that increase is the result of school referendum proposals, forcing residents to choose between the property tax hike or potential layoffs and program cancellations by school districts. The Altoona School District has also proposed a referendum for the April election to fund repairs at its main campus. With the 2026 election less than a year away, fundraising efforts in Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District race are kicking up. According to campaign finance reports, incumbent Republican Congressman Derek Van Orden led 2025 in campaign fundraising with over $4.3 million. Rebecca Cook, pursuing a rematch of 2024 with Congressman Van Orden, raised over $4 million last year. Eau Claire City Council President Emily Berge will challenge Cook for the Democratic nomination in August and raised nearly $400,000 last year. While Congressman Van Orden led the total fundraising battle in 2025, Cook raised nearly double his fundraising total in the last reporting period of the year. From October through December, Congressman Van Orden raised a little less than $670,000, while Cook brought in about $1.1 million. This is Cook's third run for the 3rd Congressional District after falling short in the Democratic primary in 2022 and narrowly losing to Congressman Van Orden in the 2024 election. Berge raised about $115,000 over that period. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging residents to learn more about flood risks in their area and explore their flood insurance options in honor of Flood Insurance Awareness Week. According to a press release, Flood Insurance Awareness Week will run through Saturday, giving the agency a good opportunity to highlight the importance of getting flood insurance. The DNR is also sharing tips on when residents could qualify for federal flood insurance and what it means to own property in a federally designated flood zone or special flood hazard area. Agency officials say typical homeowner and renter insurance policies usually don't cover flood damage. Federal flood insurance is available for properties both inside and outside special flood hazard areas, but is only in communities that participate in the National Flood Insurance Program. The DNR's floodplain program tracks community enrollment in the National Flood Insurance Program. Residents who own property in a special flood hazard area and have a mortgage from a federally regulated lender are also required to have flood insurance. A portion of a Chippewa Falls apartment complex for seniors and residents with disabilities has been demolished about a year and a half after local officials discovered it was sinking into a nearby creek. The southernmost wing of the Ramez Millstream Apartments complex was officially torn down on Monday. Residents were forcibly evacuated from the building in June of 2024 due to safety concerns related to the building's structural integrity. City of Chippewa Falls inspectors later determined that portion of the property was unfit for human occupancy. The Family Support Center in Chippewa Falls is seeking additional call volunteers after seeing an increase in domestic violence victims last year. The Family Support Center works with local law enforcement departments when officers determine that the victim of a domestic violence incident is at a high risk of being killed by their partner. Officers administer a lethality screener protocol to make that determination when responding to a call. According to their data, there was a 5% jump in the number of lethality screenings administered last year, with nearly half considered a high lethality risk. The Dunn County Fish and Game Association is inviting residents to its 73rd annual ice fishing contest this month. The event will take place on February 14th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Lake Menominee between I-94 and Highway 25. Tickets are $5 each, and anyone who attends can enter to win a variety of prizes. In addition to the ice fishing contest, the event will also feature raffles and games at the Dunn County Fish and Game Association Clubhouse, a euchre tournament at noon, and youth ice fishing classes beginning at 9:30 a.m. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is now hiring seasonal workers across the state. According to a press release, the agency is hiring for a wide range of positions, including park rangers, campground attendants, natural resources educators, and groundskeepers. Seasonal work for the agency typically begins in spring and can run until fall, depending on the candidate's availability, as well as the needs of state park, forest, trail, and recreation area properties. Anyone interested in seasonal work for the agency can submit their application online. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Another Bucks game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks back at it again tonight in Milwaukee as they host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Bucks able to snap a five-game losing streak with a 131-115 win over the Chicago Bulls at Five Serve Forum. Kyle Kuzma with 31 points asked if it's been tough sledding the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it hasn't been easy for us, but you know, New Orleans is coming in. We got to do the same thing. Play fast and play together.
NFL, the Pro Bowl games were last night. Packers' Micah Parsons in attendance in a scooter. I talked to Evan Williams about how much they miss Parsons after his knee injury.
It definitely is difficult when you have, you know, your all-pro guy, your disruptor, a guy that's been a leader for you all year. It definitely hurts to, you know, have a guy like that go down. But we all understood what the type of defense we were the year before we got Micah, and we played some pretty good ball that whole year.
That's Packers safety Evan Williams from Super Bowl 60 here in San Francisco with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
A few flurries this morning, otherwise partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high of 21 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a few light snow showers with a low dropping into the mid-teens. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy and a bit warmer with a high of 36. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 5 below.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.